Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to the Big Interview Bite Size. I'm Graham Hunter, and in each episode, you'll hear an elite footballer tell a story that's guaranteed to brighten your day. All of them come from my podcast, The Big Interview with Graham Hunter, which you can find by searching on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. One of the biggest subject in Croatia every year or whatever, it doesn't always have to come from Croatia or Serbia or Bosnia, is how ex-Yugoslavian team would look now. Like, not only Modric, Rakitic, but Modric, Rakitic, Mandžukić plus Dzeko plus Tadic or whoever from Serbia, Kolarov or them. I don't know, because I didn't play for Yugoslavia. Maybe Mandžukić wouldn't be the position to start his career that early. Because Croatian League, okay, as we say, everything is about the balance in everything. So Croatian League is not the greatest league. Of course it's not the greatest league. But Croatian League gave opportunity to Modric, Mandžukić, Krančar, Srna, whoever, Perišić, whoever, Badel, Čurluka, to play when they were 18. Mm. And it's also the league that it's on the telly. It's also the league that it's on the papers. So that's the big difference between. I remember once I was flying from Zagreb to London or London to Zagreb, and I read 442 magazine, and there was an article about a great Arsenal generation that won the Youth Cup in whatever, I don't know what season. And like, where they are now. Of course, the journalists, they want to, slaughter the...
Why didn't
Arsenal
they come through?
Whatever. Only one made it.
Yeah.
Maybe Matthew Upson or whoever. I don't know. It doesn't matter. It's irrelevant. Yeah, but it's difficult. It's impossible because you want to have the best league in the world. And that the team is full of Thierry Henry or Dennis Bergkamp or this one or this one or this one or this one. In Croatia, when you are 17 or 18, you are talented.
You play.
And you are also giving interviews. And you are also on television. And you are playing very competitive games. By the way, Modric, when he was in Dinamo Zagreb, and Modric at Arsenal at that time was like equivalent number 10 of the youth team. Modric, when he was 20, in space of 2 years, from 18 till 20, he already played 20 games for under-21s when I was his manager.
Yeah.
Then he already played 50 games for Dinamo Zagreb, also qualifications for Champions League against Werder Bremen, against Arsenal. Played European League, 6 games, full stadium packed. At the same time, this guy, he didn't play. He only trained. He only trained with Bergkamp.
Are we talking about travel, pressure, responsibility, learning,
everything,
review?
Everything. Modric in that time kicked all the boxes that were important and necessarily for his improvement of the player.
That take a talent. Let's say, for example, on your argument from the 442 article, maybe there was a 6 or an 8 or a 3 in the Arsenal team of the same quality as Modric. But he lost minimum 2 years before he was judged in terms of pressure, responsibility, learning, training, review,
yeah,
because he didn't play.
Probably there was none of Modric.
I used the wrong name. Not even wrong when name, I said no, Modric, no, no. I used the wrong name.
But
about your argument,
I bet you, I bet you that minimum half of them would have made a respectable career in football if they were Croatians. 100%.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.